Hi, everybody. This is Naeem Hassan, and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast. I have a question for us all. Are you a yes person or a no person? And what I mean by that is simply when there are opportunities presented to you and you have a chance to move in a new direction, what's your typical response? What's that automatic response that you've become or we've become so most comfortable with? Is it no? Because of fear of the uncertainty and the unintended consequences, perhaps, of making that choice, and we don't want to have things show up in our life that are uncomfortable. So we say no, because we think that is the most effective way to avoid having those things show up. Or are you a yes person with the idea that I can say yes and I can move forward, and when the uncertainties and those things that show up in our life that we don't want necessarily, at least I'm in a position where we can be creative and think through whatever the challenge happens to manifest? Because I think either of those cases, opportunities are going to show up, and all of the things that we obviously call setbacks are also going to show up. You see, because when you say yes, on the surface, it looks like all of the wonderful things that we dream about, we see and we can envision and we anticipate experiencing. And when we grab a hold of those things, and as we travel through our life, you start to realize that there are other things that also show up. All of those undesired things also show up. It's like if you were taking a road trip, for example, and you're looking at your application on your phone and it shows that the road is completely clear and you're excited that you're going to have a smooth ride to your destination. And as you travel, suddenly you realize that traffic starts to slow down. And because all of a sudden you also notice that there was an accident that was not recognized or noticed on the app prior. And so now you're stuck in traffic. And you see, you said yes to making that road trip based on the fact that the road was clear when you took off on your journey, and now you're stuck in traffic. And you have an option to either sit there and moan and groan and complain about the fact that you're in traffic and you're not getting to your destination and so forth and all of that, or you can use that time to be creative and just enjoy being present as traffic moves, because if you're stuck, you're stuck. And one of the things I find is that when we are in that yes space, we also open up ourselves to be more creative when those unintended situations manifest. On the other side is that person that says no to everything. The first response to everything is no, it can't be done, and I don't know how to figure it out. And no, in that case, produces an automatic sense of relief because of the fear generally associated with that. In this particular example, traffic accident, having to be stuck, and people saying no because I don't want to get stuck in traffic. Well, when you make that choice, you also give up the opportunity to deal with and work through some of the creative opportunities that present themselves when you choose to say no. Because in that same example, you're thinking that there's a traffic accident, but it turns out that the traffic was on a different highway, a different road, and the map didn't indicate that there are two roads going in the same direction, and the road that has the accident doesn't really impact you at all. But how would you know that? Because you'd never made the choice to get on the highway and drive anyway. And so there are other scenarios in our life, I think, where we miss out on opportunities simply because we say no for fear that something's going to happen that we don't want. And we feel better when we just say no, because then I don't have to think about having to think about how I'm going to deal. But I know for a fact that it also deprives us of the opportunity to enhance our creative ability and figure out certain problems and situations and prepare ourselves differently, particularly as we get older, I believe. Because I think when we settle into a mindset that says, oh, you know, I'm too old, I can't do it, and whatever, it changes our hormonal structure. I think it increases the likelihood of us developing more what we call acid in our system, perhaps, just from the fear of not making choices and working through challenges and living with this doubt. It changes our hormonal structure, and there's plenty of research out there, I believe, that suggests that when we adopt that kind of mindset, our life expectancy is also shortened. And so what I'm coming to realize is that, you know, I don't want my life expectancy cut short. So I'm adopting and have adopted a yes personality, simply because I know things are going to happen that are outside of our control. But at the same time, when something manufactures or shows up in our life, it also gives us an opportunity to be creative and problem solve. And every time you are faced with a problem and you work through it, guess what you end up with? You end up with experience. You end up with new insights. And so as we get older, I think those new experiences and new insights brings us a different kind of liveliness. And it also enhances our spirit, which ultimately improves the quality of our life and adds longevity to our life. And so that's my contention, is that, you know, if we're going to go through life, just say yes. And when things show up, get creative. And I know being creative and having to deal with some of those kind of uncertain things can be a little uncomfortable. But, you know, that's why we have such high-level intelligence. And that's why God gave us the skills that we have, so that we can problem solve and work through these situations that come up that are usually not that big of a deal. It just takes a little time, a little bit of effort. And the more we do it, the easier it gets. And you realize that, you know, life is pretty good when you just say yes and you work through shit.